Will the congregation please stand? We meet in the name of Jesus Christ, who died and was raised to the glory of God the Father. Grace and mercy be with you all. Please sit. Family and friends, we had no idea how many folks would be here today for this short memorial service for Barbara. We're delighted that you're here, and particularly those that have come from a very long way. So thank you, good to have you with us today. And as you know, Barbara was very much part of our life. Her Christian life was integral to who she was. And so we thought it was extremely fitting that we should have a celebration today of all that she was and meant to folks here at St. Andrews over many, many years. And as we will hear later, lots of wonderful memories of somebody who was precious to the life here. So thank you for coming, and just relax. If you've got a mobile phone, please can you switch it off? And as you can see, Pam's story chose this picture of Pam Barbara to be on the front of the order of service as a celebration of the gift that she was to nursing. So let us pray. Almighty God, you judge us with infinite mercy and justice, and love everything that you have made. In your mercy, turn the darkness of death into the dawn of new life, and the sorrow of parting into the joy of heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A Christian service, so wonderful Christian hymns chosen by Barbara. So we stand to sing Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Please do sing.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Ever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning to mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. sin and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and remain standing. I'm going to pray the collect which is set for the funeral service. Let us pray. Merciful Father, hear our prayers and comfort us. Renew our trust in your Son, whom you raised from the dead. Strengthen our faith that all who have died in the love of Christ will share in his resurrection, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Peter Sage was a very good friend of Barbara, and he's going to come and read Psalm 23. So please do sit.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We stand to sing, Guide me, O thou great Redeemer.
Songs of praises, I will ever give to me.
Please sit. In a moment we're going to have folks come and share, and actually you might have not prepared to come necessarily, but you're more than welcome to come and say something about Barbara that maybe touched you about her life. But I'm going to read first of all the eulogy that was read out at the funeral that was put together by her family. Barbara was born in London on the 15th of July, 1933, the first child of Jack and Ivy Wood. The family was completed a few years later by the arrival of her younger brother, Peter. While her very early years were spent in North London, the arrival of World War II saw thousands of children packed onto trains and sent all over the country to avoid the bombs during the Blitz. Barbara and Peter were evacuated together to Ellesmere Port. This no doubt created a close bond between sister and brother, which lasted throughout their lives. Jack and Ivy thankfully both survived the war, and the family was reunited in London, where Barbara spent the rest of her childhood. On leaving school, Barbara initially became an auxiliary nurse, but later she qualified as a nurse, then also trained as a midwife. Caring for others was Barbara's vocation. And later on, she came to Sheffield, living with an aunt and uncle while she trained as a midwife. She qualified in 1968 at the top of her class. Barbara spent the majority of her working life at Mount Vernon Hospital in Northwood. When Peter and his family moved to Zambia for 5 years, Barbara also spent a year there living nearby in nurses' accommodation and working in a local hospital. This must have been an amazing experience for her. Following this adventure, she returned to London, where she remained until her retirement. Barbara was devoted to her parents, Jack and Ivy, and after retiring from nursery, she dedicated her time to looking after them during their final years. Following their death in 1998 and 1999 respectively, Barbara remained in her parents' house for the next 2 decades. While deeply impacted by the death of Jack and Ivy, the years following their passing were a time when Barbara embraced as her own. She enjoyed foreign holidays, going to the theatre, and had a particular love of musicals and Shakespeare. Always a royalist, Barbara had an extensive collection of royal memorabilia, including china cups and plates and tea towels. She also loved gardening and was very proud of the space she created, which was full of flowers. Katie affectionately described Barbara as the original cat woman. She owned several cats over the years, all of whom loved Barbara, and none of whom seemed very fond of other people. One of the comforts afforded to Barbara at the Springwood Care Home was a robot cat, known simply as Cat, which could purr and meow, and which brought great comfort to Barbara. And I think there's a picture of them in the order of service. The move to Springwood Care Home 4 years ago was very difficult. Barbara hated losing her independence. The family want to acknowledge with thanks the exceptional care given to Barbara in her last years, and in particular to her favourite nurse, Marie. Thank you to all the staff there and those who from 12 Trees befriending service made all the difference to this challenging time in Barbara's life. I know some folks here, particularly Wendy and others, visited her And so thank you for your care that you've shown through these difficult years. The thread that ran through Barbara's life was her deep Christian faith, and I'll say more about that later. She had many friends at her church, St. Andrew's, here in Harrow. Barbara was an active member of this church until her move to Springwood Care Home. And one particular friend, who can't be here today, but we're certainly hoping that she will hear the recorded service and view it on our video, is dear Pam Story, who was confined at home. They were dear friends. Today we remember Barbara with great affection and love. And in this time of consolation, we offer back to God that place where pain and suffering is no more. And I want to read just one tribute out, and in a moment we will have others. This is from Sarah Burton, niece Spinks, some of you will know. She is now a very senior nurse at Hillenden Hospital. And she said this: "Thank you for letting me know that Barbara has died. What a long life she has had. Caring for so many patients in her long career as a nurse and making a difference to so many people's lives. Along with Mum, Josie Spinks, she inspired me to be a nurse. She took me to work with her at Mount Vernon Hospital for the day when I was just 12 years of age. I still remember it. I hope that she would be proud that decades later I would become chief nurse of Mount Vernon and Hillenden Hospitals." What a wonderful tribute. Thank you, Sarah. So I think we're going to have one from the care home. Should we have that, Steve? Come and read it for us. And anybody else, and those who prepared some thoughts, you're welcome.
Can you hear me? Okay. A thank you and an apology. Thank you for coming. It's nice to see so many faces who would have known my Auntie Barbara. And an apology for taking her away for the last few years of her life. She went to a very good home in Sheffield called Springwood. And for those who know Sheffield or went to visit, it's near Hillsborough. It's near the Northern General, where Auntie Barbara trained, did some of her training there as a nurse. So we would like to think she is an adopted Sheffield Wednesday supporter for that period. But I think it's appropriate that I'm reading out, because we didn't know what to do really, but we're reading out a letter from a nurse, her favourite nurse, Marie, mentioned by Linda. So this is from Marie. "Firstly, I would like to thank Barbara's family for choosing Springwood and for allowing us to care for Barbara for the last 4 years. You became part of our family on Bluebell. I really have had great difficulty writing this, but not because I did not know what to say, but because there is so much I would like to tell you and for you to understand how much she was loved. Barbara was intelligent, she was unique and very determined, and was our loose cannon. She never really adapted well to becoming older. She disliked playing bingo or dominoes and would prefer to climb on chairs in order to reach for things that she had decided she needed. Barbara would feed the stray cat from the community and encourage it to climb through the window to her. I lost count of the times I would walk into the dining room to find it laid out in front of the dishwasher. My reaction every time was to shout, 'Barbara, put the cat back through the window to let it out.' I don't know if she did. Please don't be alarmed, we were on the ground floor. Barbara could sprint down the corridor faster than Zola Budd, and I swear she must have broken the world record reaching the double doors before me. And to see Barbara trying to help someone to stand three times her body weight was frightening, but this was Barbara and her caring ways. She always wanted to help. I will never know how I haven't been left with a heart condition. Marie, not me. Over the years, we have laughed and cried together, but there has also been many disagreements, which always ended with Barbara being right. But we had a significant bond, and our chats that we had were honest, and this is what I will miss the most. We will all miss her beautiful smile with those stunning teeth first thing in the morning when she saw us, and when we would know she was happy or not about something, because that smile would not be there, and I have to admit we would get butterflies in our stomach. Barbara, you are now home. Please always know how much you were loved by us all, and my heart feels like something is missing. I will finish now how we used to finish each shift. Good night, sleep well, and God bless. Love you forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
To my dear friend Barbara, as I sit to write this letter, it's the most beautiful autumnal day, just the sort of day you have been out in your garden getting it ready for winter. I'm so sorry not to be able to be with you here today for your special service, but rest assured, I'm here with you in spirit. Deb has been kind enough to read this on my behalf. I wanted to thank you for all your years of friendship that we enjoyed. You quickly became an honorary member of the family and shared many occasions with us. You saw my Deb through her pregnancy when her first one ended in such sorrow. You were also there for my Jackie through the ups and downs of her life, always there, ready to help in any way you could. Thank you. We've had some happy times together, and our wonderful little holidays will always be such treasured memories. The time we finally made it to Kuchenhof, the amazing sight of those tulips and the wonderful sound of music and the choir singing was truly special. Then there was a time I lost you in Honfleur, walking back to the coach. You found a dog to talk to and the time had run away. How you didn't break a leg jumping over the bollards to get to the coach still amazes me. When I took over running the Tuesday Star Friends Club, you were enthusiastic and supported me week by week. You were soon a popular member of the team, helping and looking after speakers, outings, and contributing to many happy afternoons for the ladies. You always managed to get the obligatory plate of biscuits and tea ready when needed. We loved our shopping trips, especially if there was a bit of a do coming up. Back to our little holidays, which we so enjoyed. Remembering our cruise to the Norwegian fjords, we loved our time both on and off the ship. The sights were absolutely amazing, and we of course thoroughly enjoyed our time of absolute luxury while on the ship. The amazing food, and oh, how you enjoyed the black tie nights. You were in your element. I have missed you terribly, your company and kindness since your move to Sheffield a few years ago. However, we both know it was the right place for you to be. I want to assure you, the Story family will never forget you. All that remains for me to say is farewell, my dear friend. May you find eternal peace and have a well-earned rest. With much love, Pam.
Anybody else like to say anything?
Hello. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Nitin Mapara. I've lived next door to Barbara for over 30 years. We've known Barbara since my two boys were young. Barbara was one of those persons who, as people have already said, welcomed everybody, anybody. We were new neighbors, and she was so welcoming that on the very first evening that we moved in, she came over in the afternoon, saw the boys playing in the garden, and straight away she brought some chocolates for the children. That was a moving gesture by her. Following on from there, we talked about Barbara and her love for cats. She loved her cats were always in the garden, and she used to say that if ever my cats come over into your garden and you don't like them, please make sure that they come back or whatever. Talking about cats, there have been a couple of incidents with the cats. There was one time she couldn't find a cat. The cat did not come home. And she knocked on my door, I think it was about 7:30 or something like that in the evening, and said, the cat hasn't come home. What do we do? She said, is it in your garden? So I said, let's go and have a look around. So we went in our garden, had a look around, couldn't find the cat there. She says, maybe next door neighbor on the other side of me, their garden was slightly unkept, so we thought maybe it's hiding somewhere in there, in the bushes, and maybe can't come out, got trapped or something or the other. So she was a bit scared to go and knock on that person's door because it's a single gentleman on his own. So she said, do you mind coming with me? I said, of course I'll come. So we knocked on the door, we looked around the garden, couldn't find the cat. And evening went by, and I think she must be really distraught. The cat had not come home that evening. Following day, same thing, I asked her, knocked on the door, asked her, has your cat come home? She said, no, the cat's not come home. And then I think it was the third day, or maybe evening of the second day, she knocked on my door and said, we found the cat. And I said, where was it? Apparently she had been doing some work in her back room, somewhere along in the bedroom, and had opened the chest of drawers. And the cat had jumped into one of the drawers and she had shut it without knowing the cat was in there. And she could not hear it. And luckily somebody suggested, I think, to open the drawer, and the cat came jumping out. She was over the moon about it. She was really overjoyed. And we were good neighbors. We used to help each other out. Talking about her mother, I think it was one evening at about 2 o'clock in the morning, well, in the middle of the night, really, about 2 o'clock at night, my phone rang and I said, who's trying to ring me so late in the night? And it was Barbara, and she said, my mother's fallen out of the bed. Can you come and help me? Because she was a little bit, you know, bulky lady. She couldn't be able to put her back in the bed. I said, all right, give me 5 minutes, put on, change my clothing and everything, went up there. I said, really, you should call an ambulance or something. If she's fallen so hard, there may be some injuries or something. But she was not bothered about it. She said, she's fine, just lift her up and put her back in the bed. And that's what we did. She really was a wonderful, wonderful neighbor. Even my two boys who are now grown up, they loved her. They absolutely loved her. So could not find a gentler person than her. And that is how we lived. Even when there was bombings in London, I was still working at the time. And as I came home, she probably saw me through the window as I walked past her house. And she immediately rung up and said, are you safe? Are you okay? And I said, yeah, we're fine, nothing's happened, touch wood, everything's fine, I'm home now, and everything's okay. So she was that kind of a caring, welcoming person. She loved it. Along with Barbara and Carol here and various other people, they welcomed us as neighbors. It's not often these days you get new neighbors and people open their arms and say, oh, welcome, you know. So she was one of those persons, she really was. And when her mother passed away, obviously it was a bit sad. And I think as everybody said after that, her health started to deteriorate a little bit. And talking about the cat, the robot cat that's been talked about, my boys were surprised. One morning my son came over, he says, Barbara's in the garden, what looks like a toy cat? And I said, yeah, she loves a cat. And because it makes noises and stuff like that, purring and stuff like that, so she likes carrying her cat around. And that's what she loved. She loved cats and children in particular, because we were afraid of boys playing in the garden making noise. She said, no, I love the noise. My mother loves the noise. She likes to see children enjoying themselves in the garden. And that's what it was. I'm sorry if I've offered on a bit. I wasn't going to say anything, but since it was an open floor, I thought I'd just mention. Some of you might have seen me around in Wren's Lane, but we've known Barbara for over 30 years, and we really miss her, particularly in the last few years when she moved up to Sheffield. It was very, very touching that, you know, we've known her for all that time. Thank you.
Thank you. In that case, I think I'll ask Wendy to come and lead us in some prayers. So do that, Wendy.
Let us pray. When I say, Lord, in your love, please respond, hear our prayer. Loving God, we thank you for making us in your likeness with the spirit of concern and love. We give thanks today for Barbara, our relative and dear friend, and we give thanks for her long vocation in nursing in this country and in Africa. Always there for us when our children were young, when we were uneasy about their coughs and colds, or there to listen when we were unwell or needed post-operative help. We ask your blessing, Lord, on all who work in the medical and social professions, in hospitals and in the community. And we thank Lenny and the family and the staff at the home in Sheffield for moving Barbara nearer to them so that she could enjoy her last years surrounded by love. Thank you for giving us one another to care for a parent, friend, neighbour, or stranger, and keep us all sensitive to the needs of others, with the grace to respond with patience and generosity. Lord, in your love, hear our prayer. We ask your blessing, Lord, on the Wood family in their grief, but with the hope that they realize the wonderful legacy that is around them today. We give thanks for Barbara, Jack, Ivy, and Peter for all their efforts over many years to raise the funds needed, brick by brick, to make Father's Nad's dream a reality. And then to do God's work in whatever way necessary to make the church here in Roxbourne still the centre of the community almost 70 years later. We give thanks for their time as leaders in the uniformed organisations, for the family's involvement in the choir, as servers in the sanctuary, magazine and Bible note distributors, stewardship recorder, the list is endless. We remember their love of this place and of their tireless work to build God's kingdom in Roxbourne. Lord, in your love,
hear our prayer.
We ask your blessing, Lord, on those unable to be with us here today because of frailty or illness. We pray for Katie's father, who has been in hospital, and for Barbara's close friend, Pam. We also remember our own friends and family members who have been so much part of the church here in Roxbourne and shared many years with us through good and bad times, laughter and sadness. They are part of our lives, Lord, and part of this place. Heavenly Father, as we lay her ashes to rest, we give thanks today for the life and gifts of Barbara Wood. May the recollection of her life and work kindle in our hearts a sense of gratitude and a strong resolve to preserve and pass on to others what we ourselves here have so richly enjoyed. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the memories that will remain with us forever. Lord, in your love, hear our prayer. Will you join with me now to say the Lord's Prayer? Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I have been asked to sing The Holy City. This is by Stephen Adams and was a longtime favourite, apparently, of Barbara. I'd like to invite you, if you wish, to join in singing the refrains from each of the three verses. Do feel free, and to sing along to in your minds in the rest of the song. Thank you.
Last night I lay sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your voice and sing. Hosanna. And then I saw my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And once again the dream has changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing, for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna
forevermore. I'm going to pray some prayers of commendation, and out of respect for Barbara, I'd like you all please to stand. So let us commend Barbara to the mercy of God, her Maker, and her Redeemer. Dear Barbara, you gave your love to us. God now give his deep love to you. You gave your precious time to us. God now give his eternity to you. You gave your light to us. May perpetual light shine upon you. Go upon your journey, dear soul, to love, to life, and to light eternal. God, our Creator and Redeemer, by your power, Christ conquered death. He entered into his glory, confident of this victory, and claiming his promises, we entrust Barbara to your mercy this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who died and is alive and reigns with you now and forever. Amen. And most fitting, wonderful hymn, The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Has Ended. Please do sing.
The day thou gavest, Lord, is ended to thee.
Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and to the glory of your people Israel. And support us, O Lord, all the days long of this troublesome life, until the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, the busy world is hushed, and the fever of our life is over and our work is done. Then, Lord, in your mercy, grant us a safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at last, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask you to sit as we hear God so loved the world. So please do sit. We're going to move to the Memorial Garden, and so everybody can come and join us there. After that, then there will be a reception in the hall, so please do stay. And if you'd like to make a donation today to the work of St. Andrew's, there's a special plate at the back for your contributions. But thank you for coming, and please stand. Thank you. Here we go.
Testing.
Okay, do come close.